Welcome back, Rural Route. Trent Lewis, Jay Truitt, segment two, Rural Route. So we've identified the problem. What's the solution in D.C.?
Yeah,
not this crunchy hair thing.
I think
that'll take care of itself.
So yeah, it will actually. She'll finally get enough of them. Well, maybe not. You know, I don't know. I don't want to be that old guy that just says we need to go back to the way we used to do things, because I don't. My grandfather used to always warn me that, you know, when somebody tells you about how great the old days were, he would say, here's another thing about the old days. When stuff went wrong, we died. And so, you know, keep that in mind, you know, that the old days weren't perfect either. And but I do think in this sense, somehow or another, we need to just take the temperature down a little bit. And part of that becomes a human nature thing that doesn't seem really possible at this point. And it's kind of sad. I was watching the early morning news, and, you know, somewhere, I think it was Madison, Wisconsin, some lady got killed for having a Trump hat on her windshield, you know, in a parking garage. And somewhere in this process, we've got to find something that matters more than what people think matters today. I'd like to see it as some sort of, you know, revolution in our culture and our value system, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that in the 90s and 2000s and 2010s, when I was working in D.C. and in other state capitals, that I thought that the culture was ideal then. In some respects, it was worse then than it is now. And so I'm not for sure. But I do know that at some point, one of the keys has to become people being able to sit down and just listen to someone else's opinion and not feel the need to respond. Occasionally,
it's not just DC either, and I'm going to
no,
use
it's not
an example in Nebraska that is unfolding, and today might be the crescendo, and that is about a brand bill. And the only thing I've gone to Lincoln for this year to testify two times is they want to make a change to the current brand bill as it exists, and that's branding cattle, which 2/3 of the state is under a mandatory brand inspection before sale or transfer. And Jay, two times going to Lincoln and evaluating all the written comments, overwhelmingly, people do not want to change. There's a few feed yards who want to change. They want an exemption. We're talking, I can count them on one hand.
Yeah.
And I'll just give an example of the last amendment that had a public comment period. There was zero proponents for the change. 22 people testified against the change and some neutrals. And in the online comments, there was one proponent and over 300 opponents. And I got news this morning that they have now probably tried to sneak this onto the floor, despite the fact that overwhelmingly people don't want it. And this isn't as much about the brand bill, in my opinion, as about how the people who are sitting in those chairs have a plan, and they don't represent the will of the people. And that's only going to go so long. You think that the fires in Nebraska and what's going to happen in Colorado this summer because of a tinderbox are hot. There's going to be a lot of other heat when people finally get a bellyful of the representative republic who doesn't represent the public.
Yeah. And I do think that plays a big role in it. You know, the days of any politician just believing that they represent the will of the people, right? And that they're going to generically be elected because of that. I think those are rapidly going away. And part of it is of their own doing, right? We found ourselves, what would be the best way to say it? I'm not for sure. Trying to be too cute and too sneaky for their own good, right? And that happens in state houses all over. Part of this becomes too. So one of the dynamics that really has shifted is the like just overwhelming volume of money, not that goes into campaigns, because I'm one of those people that believe well, we can talk about my beliefs on campaigns here in a second. I don't think it works quite the way everybody think it does, but the overwhelming volume of money that's going into developing messaging tracks and trying to shift and change narratives, and in the bubble of public officials, it's easier to influence that through PR and media devices than it is actually. Once everybody starts isolating themselves, it's easier to influence them because you can reach them. You know, I had 481 emails overnight on the email that tracks all my fundraisers and political stuff, right? That email account. And all of them are trying to sell me on an idea or a person or both. And people can, I think people get overwhelmed.
I
They
do.
begin to take those kind of communications not for what they really are. And I know we have our own disagreements about like AI, and I see where a bunch of this is developed by through AI systems. I use AI to tell me to go through and actually scan all of those and tell me which ones are just repeated narratives, and I have them deleted. I just delete them. I don't want to hear anything that is just a contrived document, right? If a
Warm
person, if
weather.
a, yeah, if I don't believe a person wrote it, why would I read it? And so I don't need to talk to a computer. I don't do the voice thing on phones
Yeah.
either, right?
Hold on a second.
Because
I know that form letters are not new, but certainly they've advanced thanks to the technology of AI. So you're using AI to delete what AI created.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Every day. And I, you know, I'm not gonna, I don't even apologize. Somebody will call and say, hey, you know, we sent you something about so and so. And I just tell them, you wrote it with AI, and I don't read stuff that got written with AI. And you can use AI to identify what was naturally written. And so I just have no interest in reading that kind of stuff. It's what's about to ruin social media as well. And I looked up an exact phraseology that was used on I did use AI to do this on three different social media platforms yesterday, just out of curiosity, and I found 91 people in my list that had generated almost exactly the same message within 95% of each other, and it was on something that they couldn't have contrived. We, you and I could both go out and look at one of the fires sites, right? Just as an example, this is not what it was about, but you and I could both go out there and look. And you and I, both of us have journalism backgrounds, and both of us have the ability to describe it in a way that people would understand, and we would probably do it in a way that would evoke some sort of emotion. But there's no way that even if we looked at exactly the same thing at exactly the same time, would we describe it in 95% common terms? We'd use a bunch of things, right?
Agreed.
But
I
it
have
wouldn't
a
be the
common
same.
term, and we'll pick it up with how we see things differently when we come back with the second half. of Rural Route. Common Term here. Time's up. More after this.
Tracer Minerals continues to be a go-to place for cow health, plant health, even people health. That's why I say cows, sows, and plows. No, it doesn't help your plow. But I'm checking to see if you're listening. Actually, I'm seeing if I'm listening myself. It does work on plants. It works as a chelated mineral that gets to where it needs to so that it can activate and keep that immune system working. Tracer Minerals available in bag and not really bulk, but available in other products such as the Keelix tubs. More details about how you can access them, or you can always just give me a call because I talk to Chris pretty regular. It is becoming a tremendous movement, the chelated mineral movement, and Tracer Minerals is leading the pack. More details on the website, tracerminerals.com. Once again, that's tracerminerals.com, based in Kansas.